This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
But that means if we overcame your flaws, you'd lose your character flaws and become the most boring entity in your own narrative. The supporting character.
All right, quick interjection. $6.28. Free shipping. Highlander 2, the quickening renegade version, sealed in box.
Get it.
Yeah.
Everybody on Patreon, re-up your pledges.
So are we about to just start stockpiling copies of Highlander 2 as a way for you to, like, somehow say that you hate Highlander 2? Was he doing too many steroids?
Have you not seen that injury, dude?
No.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on. Let me find it for you.
Oh, it's nasty.
It turned Cody from like a half heel, half face to a full baby face. One match.
Wow. Well, I mean, Roman's still a heel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then nobody's going to beat him for a while.
No, go away. All right. I better do that too, though.
What? Join the OnWeCaster?
Yeah.
I still want them to make a satirical documentary about Antonin Scalia, except have him played by a chimp. Like, Dunstan checks in, only with the Supreme Court.
So, like, it's just Antonin Scalia, then.
Pretty much.
Rough. Rough. All right, now the Ennui cast has my voice.
Okay, let me double check to see if you're in there. I do see Stardust.
That's me.
Oh, that's Cody Rhodes.
No. Yeah, but that's definitely Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but now it's me.
How's your cousin Ziggy?
Well, I mean, he plays guitar now. Thank you.
Nice.
Plays guitar with the ghosts.
And the spiders from Mars.
Ghosts, a natural phenomenon. Dave, I will have you know that I have been renaming my ships in No Man's Sky, and it's all Steamed Ham's theme now. I have a ship named Foreign Relations in Portugal. It's real good, right?
Yeah, that's real good.
I like how we're recording this a year after, like, everything was already in shit, and now it's just a different kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are not wrong about that. Life has been, turds.
So, I guess before we actually get the show started, now that everybody's doing their recording thing, let's get caught up on what's been going on since, 11 months ago.
Turds.
Sum it up in one word or less.
Turds really long.
Why are your turds so long?
Well, you know,
because he's got healthy fiber.
It's not that. It's just that I have so much colon space.
Oh, mega colon?
That's because you're so tall.
He is a very tall man.
Hey, Dave, I'm trying to get up in that colon space. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you're saying, but I would advise against it. You know, the reason.
Oh, Judy?
I don't know the reason.
Well, the reason.
Is it because you got a snapping butt pussy?
I'm saving myself for when Cody finally beats Roman.
Wow. That's a noble cause.
Man, it has been a hot second since I've said this. Welcome to Friday Night Fanfiction. I am Steve-O, barely, after so many traumas. Gesundheit. But hey, on the plus side, we have a restaurant nearby now that has kitty bots that bring your Japanese food out to you.
Meow, 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 meow. Enjoy your food, American consumer.
No, that's the British one, the smaller yellow British one.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, it's like they have all these really nice ones that are 4 feet tall, and then this one's like 3 foot two, and I think of how I am compared to you three.
Oh, you feel bad about it?
I do.
It's not like you're Devin short or Brian short.
I mean, he's still shorter than us.
Most people are shorter than us.
I would love for True. Devin to, like, pop up out of a bush and go, oh.
He'd pop up out of the bush and say, actually, I made the bush out of graham crackers.
True.
It's a diorama.
Yeah.
What has happened? Oh, Xavier's almost three now.
Ooh.
Old.
He is definitely, yeah, I know.
Get a job.
Yes, invest more in Bitcoin.
Contribute to the economy.
He can in Iowa.
Yeah, nowadays, which is great.
I'm so glad we can start putting him to work.
In Iowa?
Yeah,
6 hours on the night shift.
Child labor laws. Yeah, he can work the night shift now.
Oh. just enough time to ship him over there and then put him to work and bring him back.
Every time I feel like there's like no vomit left in my stomach for how terrible things can get.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's, we're trying to get back to that equilibrium of however it was back in fucking 1930 or whatever.
What equilibrium? That wasn't an equilibrium.
I don't know. Whatever the fuck that thing was that we did back in the day.
Child labor?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean, it was really great.
Oh, I thought you were going to see conventions.
Get in the wheat thresher, child.
Slavery?
Well, we're not there yet.
The conventions?
We're not looking to go back that far.
Give it some time. Give it some time. I'm sure somebody would be like, can't we just go back and own people?
Complete tangent. I do want to say, and this is not a bit.
Why would you want to do a tangent away from owning people?
Yeah.
Xavier is doing better comedy than me already, obviously being influenced by his eldritch uncle, Logan.
Hi.
He's been looking up at me and just saying, like, hello. Hello, Daddy.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
You'd think I'm exaggerating how he delivers it. That's the exact cadence of how he does it.
My child.
Father, I require sustenance.
Father, the sustenance, please. Why haven't you got me the sustenance, Father?
I am legitimately upset about this. He started getting sick yesterday. Like, he ate a full lunch and then had no appetite the rest of the day.
It's your fault for saying we were going to have an episode.
I know, right? I should have seen this coming from 17 years ago. But no, I decided to have hope that I could actually make it here. And we're actually doing something. Even if we never get started on the fan fiction, this will still come out.
I thought you didn't like hope.
Fuck you.
No, I thought you said you weren't sure this was going to come out.
He hates hope.
So he hasn't eaten anything since yesterday lunch. And, you know, we're like going through the works trying to give him all of his favorite foods.
Hello, CPS. Yes, Steve-O is starving his child again.
Yeah.
Again?
Hello, CPS.
We tried giving him croissants multiple times throughout the day. We made him a bagel, which he specifically asked for and then did not want.
You know croissants are not food, right?
We made him couscous tilapia, his, like, favorite dish, and he didn't want it. Valerie and I, in exasperation, order, like, Indian food for ourselves for supper. Motherfucker ate goddamn chicken biryani after all of that hassle.
What the fuck is chicken biryani?
It's an Indian dish. It's really good.
Biryani.
Yeah.
No, biryani is a thing. Biryani is not.
Oh, okay. It's because Steve said it wrong.
It's biryani. Yeah.
No, that's what happens.
What am I saying wrong?
The words.
That's what happens when you're barely Yanni. You're biryani.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm...
And that's how we gaslight you.
Listen. Oh. There's five lights.
We're not gaslighting you. You're just crazy.
Yeah. Stop being crazy, Steve.
If anybody needs me, I'll be in foreign relations in Portugal.
Oh, yo. All right. Our template for Spider Steve is secured.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say?
Yeah. The American politics landscape is still a terrible hellscape.
Uh-huh.
And it really shouldn't have to be. But we're very close to possibly maybe having some kind of justice if Trump doesn't do that whole thing where he dies ahead of actually getting, like, in court.
Mm.
While I do think it would be funny if he got Epstein'd, I would prefer it not happen.
Me too. Like, a lot of people are very mad that Fox News settled. And I'm like, what do you think they would do?
Why would they not settle?
Like, it would be more damaging to Fox if they had put Tucker Carlson on the stand and Tucker Carlson's like, no, I actually don't believe any of this bullshit I say. I just say it because it gets ratings from racist assholes.
Isn't that basically what happened with the Alex Jones thing? He had to admit that he just said it all for ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this shit happened on an episode of The Boondocks back in, like, 2006.
Oh, man, I haven't seen The Boondocks in forever.
Great show. Still holds up. But there was an episode where Ann Coulter was on there. I think this is the episode where Martin Luther King came back from the dead or woke up from a coma or something. It was a good episode.
Are you sure you're not confusing that with one of the fan fictions we've read?
I could have absolutely done that. You're right. But in it, Ann Coulter is just like, why do I say that shit? Because it fucking gets me money. Like, and I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually, because it's all about money.
Yeah, it is all about money. Speaking of our Patreon, I don't know if it will ever come back. I'm holding on to a sliver of a hope that we can do that. Otherwise, I will just pause it every month. And I'm sorry for the month that I missed, guys, but thank you for basically everybody saying, nah, keep it, dude. Get yourself a pizza. Which we did.
Yeah, that was cool of you. Well, Steve did.
I didn't get a pizza.
Well, I didn't get a pizza.
Everybody's gotten pizza from me over the past year. Everyone.
That's not true. Hold up, let me go to my
PayPal real quick. No pizza money in there. Not this year. Maybe in 2022, but not 2023.
Okay, over the past year, in between the last time.
Oh, let's re-qualify to make myself not look bad.
As you were talking about the political hellscape, isn't it in vogue to move the goalposts infinitely?
Oh my God.
Steve-O, you have never gotten me pizza money. You've only ever made me drive to your home to eat your pizza.
That's messed up, man. His pizza's not even good.
Yeah, you've never given me pizza money.
I had to
drive to your home to get pizza.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And I live in Canada. That's a long ass drive.
My pizza isn't good?
I never had your pizza. I had ordered pizza.
There are two separate fights going on here.
I think three. Because I claimed that your pizza's not even good.
I'm the one making it. He's not. His pizza sucks. That's why I'm the one making it.
When have you ever made pizza for me?
Like 2 years ago?
You've never made pizza for me.
Damn, you just got called out.
We did not get to hang out at all 2 years ago because that was the middle of COVID.
The middle of COVID. I still feel like we're in the middle of COVID. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, that's not what the government says.
Yeah. Oh.
Considering how time chronologically works, we can't be in the middle of anything, really.
That's also true.
Yet here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Stuck in the middle with you.
But who's the clown? Who's the Joker?
I guess I will take the first page. This is 69 Hues of Fiction, Every Story Ever by our favorite dumpster denizen, Buster Manwoom.
With a U.
He doesn't live in a dumpster anymore. It's now one of those, like, really nice... It's like the one that has, like, the side door and also the top openers.
Move from a dumpster to a recycling dumpster. That way it's a little less gross.
Yes.
Chess?
Chess.
Chest?
Those usually end up smelling like spoiled milk mixed with sugar a lot.
Are we discussing which dumpster we'd rather be in? Because I don't want to be part of that conversation.
Too bad.
I would much rather be in a recycling dumpster. There's a lot less wet in there.
Oh, no, there's not.
I said less wet.
Well, depends because I can tell you that there's still a lot of wet because a lot of people like to throw away their drink that are in recyclable containers.
Val?
Now.
I know.
Summary, in a world that is a setting, stuff happens. You know, that also adequately covers what happened over the last 11 months. Chapter 1, the first chapter. About the author. Ranked as the worst animal by most other animals, humans were nearly hunted to extinction by egg-eating dinosaurs in the calorific age until a few industrious humans learned how to lay babies instead of eggs.
I see. That was...
Hey, Ava position can be kind of hot sometimes, you know?
It can be, yeah.
Unfortunately, Steve-O disagreed.
Why?
It's not my thing.
Are you not brave?
It has nothing to do with being brave, Dave.
Logan, tell him how it has everything to do with being brave.
It has everything to do with being brave.
Never even seen the movie Brave.
Why not? It's okay.
It's something that would be adequate to put on if you're waiting in the jury selection room. Nothing more.
That's fair.
Unfortunately, the dinosaurs didn't learn how to eat babies before humans invented meteors.
Okay.
True.
Nice.
Follow Buster Manwoom on Twitter at Buster Manwoom. It is an objectively bad decision. I agree. Twitter is a hellscape.
Thanks, Elon Musk.
Also depressing, I have a specific word filter for my Google News. And, you know, I filter out shit that I already have enough heartache from, like war, Ukraine, Trump, all that stuff. The U.S. section is perpetually blank now.
Nice.
There is no positive news from the U.S.
Well, no, I feel like that's a better indictment of how awful the American news cycle is. Versus, like, whether or not it's good, bad, whatever. Anyway, you and I are taking on Shagador and Sonny in the wrestling mans.
Well, we made it 19 minutes in before David lost the thread. It's okay. It'll come back.
What am I doing?
Reading fanfiction.
My wife asked me if I wanted some nuggies. The answer was yes. I thought I would up. See, you said there was, like, there's, like, bad news here in America. But no, that's good news right there.
I'm not going to shit on your parade, Dave.
Of course you're not. It's Nuggies.
Chapter 1, the first chapter. Once upon a time, there was a setting. This setting was presumably set someplace. Somewhere in this setting, there was a character who was the protagonist. David, is this Sunland's RP evolved?
No, we closed that shop down, remember?
Dave, is Sunland's RP coming back?
You know, never, because it never started.
I mean, it started, it just never took off.
Okay, maybe I'll do something, I don't know. Can someone let me know if the video is good?
Oh, are you streaming this too?
Yeah, I said I was.
I can see a preview image. I'm not clicking on it because I'm broadcasting. I don't need to
because
have
because you
that.
Know it's me. You don't want to click on me. Click on me, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Let's see what it is.
Are you doing a Money in the Bank match or is it just a location?
This location. It's a tag team match.
Okay. So, yes, the video is working.
This protagonist probably had a backstory. No, I take it back. This ain't Sullen's RP. This is David's generic notes for every time he updates Slam Fiction.
Well, okay, listen.
Hey, Dave, what happened to Slam Fiction?
It's coming back, as you can see.
We're just breaking up all of David's dirty laundry.
Can you make it so people can watch the stream, Steve?
They would have to be able to get in the show voice.
Oh, like they can't watch it if they're...
No.
No.
Really?
You have to be in the channel.
That's super lame.
That how it be.
Yeah.
All right, none of y'all can see this except Steve.
No, we have other people in here. It's the Patreon thing, Dave.
Oh, well, can you give Dine the ability then? Because he can't get in.
Oh my gosh.
I can just
David,
give
I'm in the middle of show. Can I please continue reading?
All right, Dine, Bulgay beneficiary for now.
Oh my gosh. Please don't.
Just give random people permissions.
You're not supposed to publicize that you can get in the back door.
Hot.
Oh, there is no back door. You get this one free play. The only reason you get a free play here is because everybody deserves to see the new Taco Belt.
I have a relationship with various side characters, protagonist said. Hi, I'm the amiable side character, said the amiable side character. It's possible the amiable side character was actually several characters who did different things. I have an amiable relationship with the protagonist. And I'm the hostile side character, the hostile minor character said. If I was written by a shitty writer like J.K. Rowling, I'll be comedically evil without purpose and have poorly characterized followers.
True.
Unfortunately.
Is your mentor character as big an asshole as you, protagonist asked? Probably, hostile minor character said. Also, fuck you! Protagonist, said the character who drove the plot. There is a conflict. I need you to resolve it. Okay, there needs to be some fucking DBZ music over this shit. No. Dave, what was that fucking song you wanted to pay me to cover that I never did?
Oh, the one from Burst Limit.
Yes, that one.
I don't remember what it's actually called.
Burst Your Limit.
It's always fun to arf. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. That's how it actually goes. No, it's only for the earth, not always for the earth.
All right.
As we try to get our freedom, fight in deadly combat, yearn for always peace on world.
Peace on world.
No, protagonist said. I can't be the right character for the job. I'm just a protagonist. What if I gave you new information? The character that was driving the plot said. Okay, I'll do it. Protagonist protagonized. Humor, inserted the comic relief. Ugh. And there.
Ugh.
You got a drink for it.
Drink for Ugh.
But I don't want to drink for it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's Sean's cue, isn't it?
I was going to say it, but I want to, you know, let you have that one.
Yeah, that was all for you, Steve. You're really good.
You guys are the best friends I never had.
You're welcome.
Friends?
Friend.
And so the protagonist overcame various obstacles. This is them crawling back to me as a way of an apology.
Mortal enemy.
Some things possibly happened. I had an amiable relationship with you, but now I'm an antagonistic character. The heel turn. The formerly amiable side character possibly said, if it because of a conflict of goals or a clashing of ideologies, the protagonist asked, Maybe, the newly antagonistic character said. I was a hostile but ultimately benign side. Well, I'm glad you're benign. I'm going to either become a major anti... Actually, Logan, how many years have you been in remission now?
It's easy to lose track once you get past five. Almost seven now.
That's awesome. Can we get some applause Yay. For Logan?
No, don't applaud.
Wait, why are we applauding Logan?
Because he's been in remission for 7 years.
Oh, congratulations, my man.
This is not like a big deal.
Well, okay, first off, Logan was like, I had this shit beat.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to tell us because he was getting so much free pizza.
I was never worried. And also, I had to pay for all my pizzas.
That is only partially true. I didn't bring you pizza. I brought you like two other lunches that were not pizza.
Nice.
I did appreciate those because eating the same hospital sandwich over and over again, not great.
I was there when you had one of those. It was
sad.
Very, very sad. Why, protagonist? Well, if I was written by a shitty writer like J.K. Rowling, it's because my daddy told me to, or you saved my life once, respectively. The antagonistic or formerly hostile minor character possibly said. Can't you have gotten your preconceptions challenged and organically develop as a character? Protagonist asked. Why won't you work? That sounds like work, said the antagonistic or formerly hostile minor character. Shrug. I am really confused. Logan, it's your turn.
Did you expect me to be less confused?
Yeah, you're smarter than me.
I mean, fair enough.
Well, I mean, he outwitted cancer.
Smarter with cancer.
Are you saying that the cancer made me smarter or dumber?
Or stronger.
Smarter. Cancer was like, haha, I'm going to get you now. I am so powerful. And you're like, no, you're not. I cannot believe I've been bested.
You've been bested.
I sure hope I'm not actually being insulting because I am genuinely glad that you did not have a difficult time with it outside of losing your guy.
Thanks, bud.
Next Jeopardy question, please. I don't know if my friend won or lost.
Yeah, how did Dan do? I was going to ask if how did Dan do?
I don't know. I'm going to go check the Jeopardy website.
Yeah, because I have to call my grandma tomorrow and I'm going to talk to her about it. And I'm going to say that he's my friend, too. I hope that's okay.
That's... Logan, please read the next page.
I don't know. It's kind of funny. Let me get this stupid shit pulled back up. I literally tapped out because you guys were talking too much. We're not so different, you and I, the antagonist said.
No, we're not.
Bullshit, protagonist antagonized. Oh, no, I antagonized. Could it be...
Is this one of those, like, heel face heel turns?
It's true. Antagonized-ist. You're the protagonist. I'm the antagonist. Oh, no. Those are antonyms. Protagonist wavers. Those are almost synonyms. I'm at my low point. Chapter 2. The second chapter and also Highlander 2 is a...
About the author. God damn it. It has been so long. I haven't even thought, you know what? I'm going to make an effigy out of that fucking Highlander 2 VHS I got. The quality on that thing is absolute shit.
Can you go like find a better copy of Highlander 2?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Okay, so I mean like on VHS though.
No.
No, it's VHS.
Start looking for like a copy of Highlander 2 on VHS that has not absorbed so much damage that you cannot watch it.
Oh, like a shrink wrap one?
Yeah, I'm willing to put in the $5 for it.
About the author. Mankind has proven itself to be such a shit show that your reigning celestial being of choice has decided to move back to Mars and give the dolphins another chance. Yeah, I did do that.
No, Logan, don't move back to Mars.
Logan's still here.
Yeah, I don't recall Logan being a god of war.
I'm still at my low point, the protagonist said. Why? A supporting character supported. Well, if I was written by a shitty writer like J.K. Rowling, it's because the antagonist is literally inside my head. But that means if we overcame your flaws, you'd lose your character flaws and become the most boring entity in your own narrative. The supporting character.
All right. Quick interjection. $6.28. Free shipping. Highlander 2, the quickening renegade version, sealed in box.
Get it.
Yeah.
Everybody on Patreon, re-up your pledges.
So are we about to just start stockpiling copies of Highlander 2 as a way for you to, like, somehow say that you hate Highlander 2?
No.
Because I think this is a funny plan.
That only works for beer.
Oh, when you go to the store and destroy all the beer and they make you pay for it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make it happen. Please continue.
All right. Can't we just constructively confront your character flaws?
Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O. Put things in your butt already.
That's your only character flaw, is your lack of butt-putting technology.
Yeah, his only character flaw.
I'm perfect in every other way.
No, he's also afraid of his penis, so...
He is also afraid of his penis, but some things just can't be overcome.
He's not afraid of his penis. He and his penis now have an understanding. Remember, that was like one of the three flaws that he had, but he's overcome that one since.
Thank you, Dave, for going to bat for me. I'm waiting for the backstab later.
Of course. I'm still waiting for the pizza check.
Sounds good, the protagonist said, overcoming their internal conflict. Let's go solve the overarching conflict. No, said the antagonist as their schemes were undone and they suffered consequences for their actions. What about the peripheral narratives we caught glimpse of along the way? The protagonist asked. Well, it's possible they got resolved, said the character the protagonist looks up to. If they didn't, then maybe they'll get addressed in a sequel. If this story gets a sizable following, they might even get turned into their own spinoffs. I'm a romantic interest, said the romantic interest, whose relationship with the protagonist developed in some way.
Say.
In some say. And then everyone lived happily ever after, unless they didn't. The end, unless it isn't.
Every story should end that way.
Yeah.
Cover all of your bases.
That's like how every Jump canceled manga ends, so.
Oh, man. This purchase was meant to be. Order total $6.66.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
The VHS of the beast.
It knows.
Please do an opening video where you have covertly snuck in like pentagrams or whatever.
I'm going to make a TMT edit of it and just have the Event Horizon hell scenes flashing in the background and 1% opacity the whole time.
Actually, that's kind of fire. I love that.
All right, the next story. Logan, you are welcome to read another page or you can pass the baton off, whatever you want to do.
Well, what is the story?
The next story is 69 hues of game industry bullshit. Ubisoft monetizes Sisyphus's boulder.
That sounds really good and that David should read. Loken, please pass the torch.
Loken.
Yeah, all right. I'll give it to Dave.
You are a gracious god.
It's also multiple pages, too.
Yeah, this one's a lot longer. Summary, having naturally
been sent...
That's
fine. I'll still give it to Dave.
I'm reading the summary, though. Unless, Dave, do you want to read the summary?
Yes.
Okay.
Having...
Are you doing this in the voice that you auditioned in the other night?
No, but I could if you'd like me to.
Sure. I don't know when this is going to come out. Maybe it'll be a spoiler.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and spoil it. I auditioned to be in Karis Hell 3.
Woof!
I was not guaranteed a voice acting role like I was in the previous ones, so I actually had to try. That's not true. I actually try on all of my roles. But Steve Rosensky was gracious enough to give me a bit part, as he do. Shout outs to the Steve Rosensky. Please go by Karis Hell 1 and 2 so I can keep getting great small bit parts.
Aren't you some sort of anthropomorphic sex toy?
Yes. Did you see that thing that I posted today?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's like your dream, man, to be an anthropomorphic sex toy.
I'll tell you all a story real quick. So at work, a wall recently got stripped of all of the memorabilia and stuff. All right, Steve Rosensky actually did just reply to me. He said, got them, love the performance. We have one more audition we want to listen to. And also Tracy isn't home until this weekend, so but to listen also. But you rock this, Dave. Dude, that's a really nice thing to say.
Yay!
Tell him I also said, hey, buddy.
And Steve-O says, oh shit, I lost to Sonny. Damn, that sucks.
A lot of mixed emotions going on here.
There are. I was elated, and to be fair, Sonny fucking killed me. I definitely did not deserve to win that match after Sonny leapt through the second ropes off the floor. Anyway, I lost to a shark spike. That sucks, but whatever. Anyway,
it's your turn to read.
Yes. Story time, though, real quick.
Okay, sure.
The wall at work had been stripped of all of its memorabilia because they're putting new stuff on that wall, which is fine. And two officers decided that it was a good idea to put their like department headshots on the wall as like a fucking haha funny prank. But I decided to throw my artistry into this. I posted it in Shame Bucket so you can see what I did.
I see what you did.
Let me see what you did.
All right, so
Wow.
Having naturally been sent to Tartarus for perpetuating abusive treatment of low-level employee in the workplace and covering up the actions of his rapist in his employ, Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot, original character Do Not Steal, applies his skills of publishing the last decade's worth of Tom Clancy games by monetizing the monotonous grind of eternal torture. Chapter 1. 669 hues of gaming industry bullshit.
I still can't believe they made it a fucking PSP game. There's too much Tom Clancy. There's still... How long has he been dead?
Like 10 years at this point. Thank you, lovely.
Got the nuggies?
Yeah, Bunny brought the nuggies.
Yo, thank you, Bunny.
She's my wife.
I'm thanking her for being nice to you.
It's inappropriate for you to call her Bunny.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, Ubisoft monetizes Sisyphus's boulder. Content warning.
Ubisoft has a rich and fulsome history of protecting and enabling workplace abuse of both violent and sexual varieties by Ubisoft employees in leadership positions. It will not be portrayed, but you can bet your horse's bottom patoot that it will come up in conversation. About the author, often referred to as the most emaciated-looking fat person or the fattest-looking emaciated person, Buster Manwomb blackmails diet companies by threatening to credit products for their physique.
I have to wonder, why are there three different releases of Highlander 2 on VHS?
Because
this is one of the greatest movies ever.
Oh
it
my
is
god.
So good.
No,
you
is...
walked right into that one, stupid.
Look, okay.
You did.
Look, all bit aside, I can say it is not the worst thing to ever happen to humanity, but it is not a good movie.
Oh, so good. That's why they released it three times.
It was pretty good,
It is objectively not a good movie.
Steve, why do you hate good movies? Why did you have Muppet Treasure Island on your Terrible Movie Tuesday list?
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's a fucking amazing movie.
We did an edit for the Patreon, and that still counts.
You have a Patreon for Terrible Movie Tuesday?
That's the one that we did for the FNF Patreon back when we did the movie nights.
I had no idea there was a Patreon for Terrible Movie Tuesday.
There isn't one!
Why did you just say there was one?
I didn't. I said that I used the video that I edited for our Patreon.
But why did you put it on Terrible Movie Tuesday?
David gets more exposure this way. Thank me, David!
Thank you?
Go back to the Taco Bells. Actually, no, go back to reading.
Okay, reading.
Dave, go back to the Taco Bells.
So the Taco Bell was established in 1968 by Buster Manwomb Industries, LLC. It's amusing how effective it is.
Watch them bear their majestic mental muses on Twitter at Buster Manwomb. You know you want to. Chapter 1. Almost.
Uh-oh, the vibrator's talking to me again.
He lost to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
The vibrator?
Yes, the vibrator lost to Brock Lesnar.
Oh my God. Why?
Why not make him like the vibrator? Like he rates your vibes.
He rates them?
Yeah, he rates your vibes.
Yeah, I think they should vibrate.
Yeah, I think they should vibrate.
I think their finishing move should be like the mandible claw, but they grab your penis and vibrate until you come.
Ah, yes. And everyone knows if you come on a wrestling ring, that's it. You lose.
Yeah, you lose.
So on Fightful, Brian Myers explains why old WCW figures used to vibrate. Is the number one search for vibrator wrestler.
Oh, God.
I don't like that.
Tell me, why did they vibrate?
No one understood them. No one really understands it now. But Brian Myers and Matt Cardona did offer more insight into why they would vibrate.
Because they wanted Sting to give them the Sting Splash. I don't know.
Oh yes, the Sting Splash.
I don't know what is it. What was his special move?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch the fucking WCW. And he was only in the WWE for like one match before Seth Rollins killed him.
Yeah, and then he was never seen again.
And then he retired and went to AEW to jump off even more higher stuff.
No, that never happened. He hasn't been seen ever again.
No, he died.
Yeah, he's dead. Sean, didn't you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Then it must have been Darby Allin I'm thinking of.
Exactly.
But apparently, Big Show told us recently that told him the idea was the figures were so mad they're shaking with anger to fight each other.
I see.
And also bring people to orgasm, I guess.
I don't think that was a good gimmick. Like, that is the IRS of gimmicks of toys.
Making people orgasm? I mean, IRS definitely made me come a few times, but I don't
understand
your
connection. Well, yeah, that's because you find tax rules in practice very, very alluring.
Yes.
I get it.
There's nothing more lurid than tax evasion.
I thought there was the IRS in wrestling.
Highlander to the Quickening is on Laserdisc for $11.
I don't have a Laserdisc.
Steve, what if you got a Laserdisc?
What would Steve do with a Laserdisc?
Send it the Hex.
Huck it at people because it's gigantic and funny.
I have other objects I already own and don't need to spend money on that I can do that with.
Okay, but yeah, you don't have to spend your money on it. We have Patreon money.
No, we don't. The Patreon's been paused for 11 months.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
We're not making any content.
Why don't you make some content then, Steve?
Why aren't we making content?
Because I am a dad, and I'm very busy.
Why are you a dad?
I bet Xavier would love to pitch in and like do a Bob the Builder fanfic read.
I think that we should all move to a state where child labor is legal so that we can farm Xavier out for jokes.
We're not moving to Iowa.
Why not?
David, do you see Iowa as an upgrade to leaving Florida?
No, but I see anything better than Florida.
Most things are better than Florida, so...
Yeah.
Dave looks longingly out at the ocean and starts slowly walking in. Yup, better than Florida.
You weren't through the last Category 4 hurricane that hit through here. I was.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, but you weren't in Fort Lauderdale when it became the epitome of what Florida is.
Fort Lauderdale wasn't where the hurricane hit, Steve.
No, but Fort Lauderdale got 25 inches of rain in under 24 hours. And
yeah, that's because a god decided to pee on Florida.
Good.
He was racking up a spare on his celestial bowling board.
That's awful. All right, anyway. Fuck, it was hot today. Sisyphus had gotten used to the weather in Tartarus. Unfortunately, a couple of cracks in the ceiling started leaking lava from Asphodel above them. The blistering heat combined with the natural swampiness of Tartarus's atmosphere gave Sisyphus an unreasonably accurate idea of how it would feel being the bench in an Olympian bathhouse right after the wrestlers fought.
Don't give Hades any ideas, Sisyphus, Baldi said. Just keep pushing me up the hill. That'll take your mind off things.
Is this boulder also a vibrating sex toy?
You appear to be getting some chess instructions, my good man.
I guess you're right, Sisyphus said to his simultaneous tortured tool and closest friend, Calvin and Hobbes style.
Oh, so he's pissing on him.
Yes, pushing the boulder with mindless tenacity of Conan the Barbarian when he's still hooked up to the wheel.
By the way, that is literally my only exposure to Calvin and Hobbes is seeing the Calvin pissing on, like, a Ford logo.
Seeing Calvin pushing the wheel of pain?
Wait, no, Calvin and Hobbes is, like, genuinely good.
I know, I just haven't had any exposure to it. Like, I never, as good as it may be, I just don't really have a lot of interest.
No wonder you're so sad.
You make it sound like I am not human.
No, you're a sad man. You're sad all the time.
So we try to get a freedom.
No, you don't get to have joy. Anyway, who knows? Maybe you'll get me to stay on top of the hill for good this time, Baldi said.
You know, I hate it when you tempt me like that, Sisyphus said, pushing ever upward.
No, it's true, Baldi insisted. You know I have that bit that's slightly flatter than the rest of my surface. If you roll me to the top of the hill just right, you could probably keep me up there.
You've said that the last 7,669 times, too.
Yes, but this could be the one, Baldi said. Just one more push and that fat potter would be right under me.
Baldi was right. Sisyphus may just manage this if he pushed Baldi just right. Did he dare hope? He still pushed Baldi carefully. He was still. Seconds later, Baldi was still.
You did it, Baldi said.
I did it.
Sisyphus sighed with relief. I can't believe it.
It only took you 2,000 years, Baldi cheered. Now you can a long, well-deserved crap.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm also a little... Now you can a long, well-deserved crap.
Sorry. Sisyphus was confused until Boldy started rolling back downhill. Oh, crap! Wait, crap. Oh, bad luck, Boldy remarked. Maybe next time, eh? See you at the bottom.
All right, next up is Logan, and then Val, and then Sean, and then we'll go
and
back.
And then Sean, and then Val, and then Logan and Sean.
Sisyphus sighed as he started walking back down the hill behind Boldy. He noticed someone was waiting at the bottom. At first, he thought it was the good Prince Zagreus, and he saw, and his spirits lifted. That optimism soured like a milk fart in a broken elevator as he got closer and saw the figure looked far less attractive. Sisyphus frowned as he got even closer. Chapter 2. About the author, Buster Manwomb is collecting cease and desist letters from megacorporations and would like to stress the importance of using VPNs.
I would also like to stress the importance of using VPNs, but don't go for any of them shits that get chilled at you on YouTube.
Yeah, like youtube.com/VPN.
All right, Sisyphus obviously had no frame of reference for it, but he was right to feel a deep, chilling dread as he saw gazed upon the hellish vortex that made the Ubisoft insignia on the fat man's suit.
Did we say the name of the chapter?
Yeah, it was chapter two.
No. There's another chapter two in between the line about VPNs and Sisyphus.
Oh, sorry. Chapter two, econoerotic incentivization.
Thank you.
The man had the look of the man of Gaul, of the men of Gaul, if one had been lavished with the resources to grow soft and fat, nay, lumpy.
I mean, I know I've gained a little weight, but ouch.
Lumpy. You really look like a Gaulman.
That's me.
He stared at Sisyphus with an empty smile and eyes with the soulless depravity one could only learn from decades of protecting rapists and abusers in leadership roles in his company from encountering any consequences. Hello there.
That's not French. That's German.
That's Hitler.
Hello there. The man said as Sisyphus walked within earshot of the man. Hello there, stranger, Sisyphus said, keeping a friendly demeanor despite the fact that nearly every aspect of the lumpy Frenchman made him want to gag. Can I help you? Ma oui, the man said.
S'il vous plaît, poupou.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Yves Guillemot, original character, do not steal. All likenesses to real persons, real or fake, are coincidental, etc., etc. That is a very long name, Sisyphus said. It is less a name and more a teasing of the fates, Yves Guillemot said, his Parisian accent thick enough to concuss a mountain goat. I have decided to... How you say, relocate the quarters of my company to Tartarus here. Why on earth would you want to do that? Sisyphus said. It's like hosting a destination wedding in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the star? What's the star for? I gotta scroll all the way down. I don't see it.
There's nothing.
Damn it!
Tax reasons! Also, as it happens, a company can only do so much to protect the abusers and the rapists in leadership roles once they leave their mortal realm. Ubisoft CEO and completely original character Yves Guillemot explained. Since most of the employees wind up on Tartarus anyway, we can keep them employed long after they die. And we can protect them from all this sexual abuse they can commit. That's disgusting.
Sorry, I'm not interested in having our windows changed, sir. Have a good day.
Why do you not want the sexual abuse on your windows?
You should check the Patreon chat.
Oh, no.
Why? What does it say in there? The fuck is that?
It's the Taco Belt and its holder.
Who's holding it?
The Stiefenborts.
Oh,
the
man.
Stiefenborts?
That is actually kind of close to how I'm dressed right now, too.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I'm glad you're in a tiny bathrobe.
With the Taco Belt.
With the Taco Belt.
That's disgusting, Sisyphus said. You fill me with disgust. I'd like you to leave now. Oh, and I have a reason to be here, Yves Guillemot said. We've been contracted by Hades to take several of his ongoing projects into new creative directions. Yes, we have to continue making sure that ultra-conservative views are pushed out to the media.
Okay, Sisyphus commented, still not understanding, but anticipating a great dread in how this will relate to him.
You see, Eve said, we have been looking at how you've been affecting our bottom line.
Ah.
And we are worried that you are not engaging with the Bulbear enough.
Jace.
Pushing Boldy is my eternal punishment, Sisyphus explained. It's literally the only thing I'm allowed to engage with.
Okay, Sean, you're up.
I thought it was Val.
Val, you're up.
Val is a Sean. Sean is a Val.
Do a kind of racist French accent.
Yes, but we are not making any money from it.
Monet.
Yeah,
Monet.
It's capitalized.
Monet.
You can see the problems that bring us, we.
Ah, yes, the Monet-ihi.
It's not a very convincing French accent.
What are you saying? I thought it was. I thought she was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't think she is.
Literally nothing could be less of an issue to me, Sisyphus said. That's okay, mon ami, Eve agrees Frenchily.
Little more French it up more.
Or Frenchily.
French Harley.
All that you need to know is we will be adding loot boxes to your boulder. I beg your pardon, Sisyphus said. Here, he gave Sisyphus a shiny box with the letter press X to open, hovering in front of it. What is this? Sisyphus asked. Touch it, he insisted. Sisyphus did so. A satisfying rumble emanated from the box as his fingers neared it. As his finger made contact, the lid popped off in an endorphin-boosting spectacle of light, confetti, and loud cheerful noises. A ghostly image of Boldy hovered above the open box. Okay, that was neat. What did it do? It unlocked a new skin for your boulder, he's promoted. With this skin, you can now color your boulder an ugly shade of lime green. But boulders don't have skin, Sisyphus said. That sounds horrifying.
Oh, we should give the boulder skin.
Yeah.
Make the boulder out of human flesh. But you see, if we do that, the boulder is just Logan's testicle.
Yes, and it'll also be green.
Yes, green. Ugh. Oh, no. Wait, does that mean canonically Shagador is actually Logan's testicle cast down from Olympus?
Yo,
I like that.
Yes.
Right.
Well done. Well done. Well done. What is your favorite Event Horizon joke? That's mine. What do you want, Kat?
I want to watch Event Horizon, Dave.
You don't even know what English is, Kat.
Meow.
There's no cat dub of, oh no, I don't want that to be a thing.
Now that you mentioned cat dub, I'm thinking about the Cats movie, and now I'm thinking Event Horizon does not need a butthole cut.
Oh, it definitely should have a butthole cut.
No, it absolutely does. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Instead of Sam Neill not having eyes, he has buttholes.
And when that one crewman falls down the elevator shaft, they just fall into a giant butthole.
Yeah. Okay, can we make a Terrible Movie Tuesday cut of Event Horizon, but those are the only edits we make?
Do you know how much effort it's going to take?
Yeah, do it.
Yes, I will find you some good butthole covers.
See?
Oh, yes, the anal bum cover.
I have a plushie from when I was 4 years old.
Is it of the Event Horizon?
Of a butthole?
Yeah, no. It's, well, it kind of does. Because my brother and sister decided that it needed to be more anatomically accurate. So they gave it a butthole and also a pussy.
Great.
I have a Minchie plushie that has an X for a butthole.
I'm sorry, a what plushie?
Minchie from Excel Saga.
It looks like a cat dog thing.
It's a dog, but it looks like a cat.
Yeah.
We should watch Excel Saga. It's not very good, but you'll have a good time.
Let's watch Excel Saga, the butthole cut.
Yes.
That would be Puni Puni.
Everybody's eyes have been replaced with buttholes.
Oh, no. If you do not want it, Eve shrugs in that way old pompous Frenchmen do in Hollywood movies, then feel free to ignore it. No. I mean... Sisyphus thought aloud. If I have it, I might as well use it. He touched the ghostly image, and with a loud pop, Boldy turned an unattractive shade of green. Interesting. Bye, Sisyphus said as he tried to turn away from the greasy capitalist. Ah, but wait, Eve said, offering him a second box. As part of a promotion, you get a second loot box. Oh, Okay, Sisyphus said as he touched the second box. This one gave off an even more enthusiastic purple explosion poofed out of it. Oh, wow! He's exclaiming sincerely. You got the ultra-rare legendary elite tier top hat. If you are lucky, perhaps you can unlock the whole five-piece suit.
Yeah, Dave, how much do you have in terms of Team Fortress 2 gear?
Wait, are you asking like how much my inventory is worth in TF2?
Yes.
I actually don't know.
We'll come back to this if we ever record another episode of season 13.
Okay.
In episode 2, we return to this and get the actual financial figures of how much Dave's Team Fortress 2 shit is worth.
Sisyphus poked the box, and with another pop, Baldi was suddenly wearing a dapper hat that was very becoming of any Victorian gentleman. Oh, hot sweet fuck, I love that, Sisyphus said. How do I get more? You can get more of the loot boxes by pushing up the boulder 10 times, Yves Gilmer said. I know what you're thinking. Sacre bleu, that is too much work. Well, just press this button once while here, and you can pay to unlock more quickly.
I'll be right back, guys. I have to go change my pants. Every time Val says sacre bleu, I just lose control.
Yeah, because you're having a cordon bleu.
I guess you sacre bleued in your pants.
Whoa.
Jesus.
That sounds predatory as fuck, Sisyphus said. Why can't I just buy the whole suit as DLC? No, Yves Gilmo said.
No.
Why not? Sisyphus asked. Fuck you, that's why, Yves Gilmo, CEO of Ubisoft, said as a ghoulish shadowy creature slithered up to Yves and tugged him into the dark knees. Now, if you'd excuse me, one of the Ubisoft project managers just molested a woman at a company party, and I need to promote him and silence the victim. Ha ha ha! Enjoy Baldur version 2! Au revoir!
Glad I haven't gone back to Overwatch.
What about Overwatch 2?
I don't even know what it looks like.
That's Activision, not Ubisoft. But also, like, they're bad too.
Yes, that's also true. Corporations are not anyone's friends.
Wow, crazy.
I know, right? All right, Sean, you're up.
Oh, I'm glad I got this page. What a disgusting man, Sisyphus said of Yves Gilmour, CEO of Ubisoft and well-practiced rapist coddler.
Coddler?
He then looked longingly at Baldi's nice-ass new hat. Ah, fuck it. I should be able to get enough loot boxes to unlock the whole costume without paying. Asterisk, bringing it back around here. Much love to both my Winnipegger fans, but let's face it, any city that can be out-cultured by fucking Edmonton, Alberta is not a good city.
I like the term Winnipeggers.
Well, that is what they're called.
Pegging.
Yeah. You either know I'm right or really need to travel more. As someone from Manitoba, Manitobans don't leave the province at all. Chapter 3. About the author. Buster Manroom goes one fucking tirade about how they are theoretically an infinite number of universes where they were selected for Playboy's Playmate of the Month for every month, including the months where they were not yet born. Now they're banned from hosting TED Talks.
Oh no.
It's bullshit, I says. Bullshit. Chapter 3, The Reckoning. And here we go again. Zagreus said, responding in the Palace of Hades.
Hey, Logan, I have a question for you.
Hey, what's up?
If David was going to give a TED Talk, would it be on...
It would be how to goof off while on show.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. He's a master at that.
He is.
That's right.
It's like he's so fucking good at it. I think he could teach anyone.
I thought it would be about the Sun Holmes RP.
Sun Holmes RP?
Yeah, it's the new gangster version of the Sunlands.
Sunland. I forgot the fucking name of it.
Wow.
Hey, Zangrius. Hypnos and Zangrius. Hypnos said to Zangrius, walk past it. So you died
Hypnos
from-
said to Sangria?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I can go for Sangria.
Zangrius?
It's 8:40, so it's way past my bedtime.
God, you're such a fucking old man.
Sadly, he's not wrong. Like, we've been going to bed pretty early.
Really? Mm.
Such a fucking old man.
So you died from the suicide chariots again, huh? Have you tried not getting blown? Have you tried?
No,
not-
I have never tried not getting blown.
Yeah.
It's not an option for Logan.
Like, oh, get off. Don't suck my dick.
Oni-chan.
No, gross.
Have you tried not make me want to feed you to Cerberus? Zagreus asked, walking straight past. Boy, Hades commanded from behind the desk. A word with you. Hello, father, Zagreus said.
Xavier, go back to bed.
Father,
I require sustenance.
Originally planning to skip his dialogue, as it had been a tad repetitive his last few trips to the castle.
I'm so dreading the day that we have to remove his crib wall and give him leave to walk around. That's going to be such little sleep.
This is new. I'm usually under the impression you prefer to avoid speaking with me. You are correct, Hades said. But if you insist on continuing to try and worm your way up to the surface, you may as well do something useful. Did a mouse make a burrow somewhere without the proper permissions? Zagreus guessed. Spare me your insolence, Hades said. I need you to check on Sisyphus. His behavior has been reported to be erratic. This report here? Zagreus said, grabbing the scroll from the edge of his father's desk tiles. On Sisyphus? What? Edge of his father's desk tiles. Tittles.
It's supposed to say titles.
Tittles.
Yeah, titles. On Sisyphus. Unfortunately, it was written by Tisphone, eh?
I thought it's Tiz iPhone.
So the entire communique was the word murder, repeated 200 times. Ah, yes, very concerning. I do not expect you to be able to understand it, boy. Hades grabbed the scroll back. Sisyphus has averaged 2 trips up his hill with a boulder per day for the last 2 millennia. Did something change? Zagreus said, his concern for the sweet himbo momentarily dulling his innate need to sass. He spent 3 days pushing it up 20 times per day.
Good lord.
And has been dead still for 3. Check on him. All right. After exploring all the new dialogue options in the castle and fighting through 3 rooms of Tartarus, Zagreus entered the room where Sisyphus was meant to be. The first thing he noticed was that Boldy looked like it had been soaked in glue and rolled through a costume shop. It was covered in stupid hats and different shades of tan jackets. Oh, it was just Katamari.
I like it.
Even the stuff Boldy was wearing that looked like it was meant to be vibrant just looked bland and washed out.
All right, I'll finish this up. More importantly, Sisyphus was nowhere near it. He was sitting against a wall in the fetal position, muttering to himself and throwing money into a hole. Sisyphus, mate, are you all right? Zagreus asked. It worried him that a man who's built his physique, pushing a boulder for 2,000 years, could look so emaciated and exploited. Prince! Hello! Xavier, go back to bed! Sisyphus said jerkily. Sisyphus, don't yell at my son. How do you like Voldy's new suit? It's eclectic, Sisyphus said. Is everything all right? Chalmers, go away.
Murph.
Father.
Father?
Chalmers, did you just call me father?
Father?
Father.
Father.
Oh no. It's happening again.
Again, yes.
Oh, this is what you get for not taking your meds, Steve.
I demand you throw the ball.
No, it's not all right. I am trying to buy Boldy a dapper suit, but all I'm boying are fuck-mothering khakis, Sisyphus said. I need to spend all the money. I can't be satisfied until I get it. I'm sorry, why are you buying khakis if you want a suit? Zagreus asked. Being the protagonist of a supergiant game, he was wholly unaware of the bullshit AAA game publishers were pulling off to exploit their customers. Why not just buy a suit? Because the boxes won't let me.
The boxes are probably woke, too.
Yeah.
Curse these woke boxes.
And their Bud Light.
That Frenchman from Ubisoft put this here, and it's the only way I can get the suit I want. Sisyphus, for the last 2,000 years, have you ever thought that Boldy Have you ever thought that Boldy needed to change their appearance? No, Chalmers, I don't need you right now. No, Sisyphus said, but that was before I had the chance to try and get a new suit for him. At what cost, though? Zagreus said. Only a few tons of gold in the last few days, Sisyphus said. I also got a loot box for every 10 rolls up the hill, but it took so long. Okay, intervention time, Zagreus said, snapping his own neck. 5 minutes later, he walked back into the room. Sisyphus, I spoke with the contractor. By my authority, I'm having the loot boxes removed.
No!
Sisyphus wailed as the money-dumping pit and the button to access the shop disappeared. Now I'll never get that suit! Here's the thing, Sis, Zagreus said as he set fire to Boldy to the chorus of Sisyphus's pained screams. You never needed it. It's true, my love, Boldy said, giving Sisyphus sexy eyes, one all the ugly tat burned away. But, oh, left hand writing. Supposed to be once. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Has my original design not been enough for you for all these years? Oh, Lord, Sisyphus said, tears welling in his eyes, as he realized how needless all the tantalizing crap was, now that it wasn't torturing his addiction-prone brain, and that it was all only there to exploit that weakness for money. Such a fucking shame! He could only have seen it after the fact. Yes, Boldy, I'm so sorry. Come to me, my love, Boldy said. Didn't that movie used to have a war in it?
You had your chance. Let's go.
That's nice, I suppose, Zagreus said from his view, only seeing Sisyphus talk to himself for a minute and then start sloppily making out with Boldy. You two have fun. As Sisyphus and Boldy continued to make out, Zagreus found Ubisoft's headquarters and grabbed every executive, abuser, and rapist in the company and fed them all to Cerberus. The end! Friends don't let friends buy loot boxes.
It's true.
If only this could be done.
If you suspect a friend or loved one is becoming addicted to loot box-based gambling, set fire to your local AAA games publisher, then seek out an actual professional for help.
It's true.
With starting the fire, yes.
And unfortunately, I think we're going to have to call it there because Xavier sounds like he is getting up again.
It's okay, because babies don't live awake.
Sorry, what?
What?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Just
babies have no bones?
Baby have no bones. Oh, man. When I was at Taco Bell yesterday, there was a van that had, like, bumper stickers that had gone into, like, a full-blown infection.
Oh.
Like, this dude had bumper stickers not just on, like, the back of his vehicle, but on the sides and front. And I'm like, man, this guy's got opinions. It was like a champagne gold old piece of shit van.
Maybe that's why he put stickers all over.
That's my guess, too.
Easier than a paint job.
Yeah. I wonder about that van and whether or not it thinks about the time when it used to be pretty without bumper stickers.
I used to be pretty without all this garbage on me.
Why did they put garbage on me? I was reliable, damn it. Reliable.